I'm also a camp speaker. When people go to camp, I speak. I speak to the remnant. I don't mind if I speak to a smaller congregation because this is our Fraserland future. Our Fraserland future will be looking beyond our walls. We'll send people out. We don't mind how many people will be gathering here. We hope that more people are going out to short-term missions, camp, and serving here and there and worshiping elsewhere. Because this is our new future. And we also are very happy because teenagers, children, they are having their camps and enjoying themselves. And we are blessed to have so many workers, volunteers, helping out in these two camps. Don't forget, teenagers and children, they will be our main focus of Fraserland Church, because they will be our future. Future leaders, future congregation, we want to train them, invest into this ministry so that they will become Christian soldiers one day when they grow up. So we are blessed to have younger people and older people who are willing to sacrifice their weekend to serve these Fraserland future. Press on. I'm preaching on a negative subject, but I have to find a positive topic. So press on, maybe this is positive direction. This will be our Fraserland direction. Press on. Actually, I'm going to preach on backsliding. What is backsliding? From a secular source, you'll find that backsliding, also known as falling away, is a term used within Christianity to describe a process by which an individual who has converted to Christianity reverts to pre-conversion habits and or lapses, or falls into sin when a person turns from God to pursue their own desire. That's a secular source. And then from Evangelical Dictionary of Theology, I'm more simple. It's an article, but I choose only a few words. A temporary lapse into unbelief and sin following a spiritual conversion. That means you were a caterpillar. You were a worm. Through Jesus Christ, your life has been transformed. It's still you. It's still the same you. But you have been transformed into a free spirit butterfly. God made you anew, changed you. You are more beautiful than before, and you have been given freedom to enjoy not only chewing on leaves, but enjoy honey. But backsliding means you are turning yourself from butterfly to caterpillar. I like what I saw on TV commercial. I know you recognize that. Before living, medication where a child can reach it, have a word with yourself. Backsliding, is this for you? Is Pastor Paul going to preach to me? I'm not backsliding. I'm okay. Even though I'm not a perfect Christian, I'm not a really advanced and forwarding Christian. But am I a backsliding Christian? Well, if you think serious injuries just happened, have a word with yourself. And I change it to, if you think backsliding just happened, have a word with yourself. Maybe you have to sit down and think of where you were when you were first saved. You were excited about Christianity. You get involved in different ministries. You were active in Fraserlands. But right now, you don't have the mood to do this. You don't have the incentive to do this and that, and you quit this and that. What happened to you? Shall we read it together? Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. Yes, the problem is sin. Maybe we'll turn back. We were sinners, but we're converted. We have new lives in Jesus Christ. But now we're going back to where we were, indulge in sin and enjoy the materialistic world. We're going backward. And that's why we don't feel God anymore. I don't feel like to pray, because every time I pray, I don't get the answer. I don't feel that God is paying attention to me. That's not his problem. It's our problem. So have a word with yourself. There are examples in the Bible that Peter, he followed Jesus Christ for 3 years, and at the end, he disowned Jesus 3 times, denying his teacher, his master. Paul said in 1 Timothy, "For Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me." He was a ministry partner and has gone to elsewhere. He left the gospel team, in another word. And then Revelation 2, 4, and 5, Jesus spoke to the church in Ephesus. "Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent." Repent means making a U-turn, coming back to God. 3 examples, very typical examples you can find in the Bible. Well, we are a church community, so it's a church community against preventable backsliding. I'm not teaching you how to backslide, but to prevent backsliding. So, first of all, abiding in Jesus Christ. John chapter 15, 4 to 7. I'd just quote a couple of verses. "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers." Key words, maybe. If you remain in me and I in you, that's the intimate relationship between God and us. Do you have that? Do you feel that God is really with you 24 hours? How's your daily devotion? I dare not ask you to put up your hand to indicate how many days you have read your Bible and pray to God and spend a little bit of quiet time, quality time with God. But you have to remain with a close relationship with God. Otherwise, you'll be backsliding without knowing it. You don't have that intention to backslide. But one bit at a time, you'll be going down. Intimate relationship. Now, the next picture, I want you to tell me whether the fish is in the water or water in the fish. You can't separate fish from water, water from fish, right? That's how intimate we are with God. If we don't have that experience, have a word with yourself. Return, repent, make a U-turn, coming back to God straight. We cannot separate ourselves from the Lord. Abide in Him. There's a typical case in the Old Testament. It's about Abraham and Lot. Abraham and Lot, they were two wealthy men, and they have big families. They were blessed with so abundantly to a point that they couldn't stay together anymore. So Abraham, standing, they were staying around that area, and tell Lot, "Nephew, you got to choose. You go east, I'll go west. You go left, I'll go right. We have to part from this big crowd. Our servants are fighting each other because we didn't have enough pasture or well water." So Abraham was so generous and asked Lot, "You choose, and I will take the other direction." All right. So Lot look around and say, "Hey, I like that. So green. You have Jordan River. You have water. And then the grass is good for my cattle and camels and golfing." So he choose going east toward the river. Okay. So Abraham said, "Okay, I keep my word. I'll go the other direction. Even though that may not be as green as the other side, but I take my word. I'll go the other direction." But a few chapters later, we find that Lot experienced some difficulties in the city of Sodom. He went all the way south. Why? He did not have an intimate relationship with God. He enjoyed all the material things that God has given him. He enjoyed the gifts, not the giver. So drifting away one step at a time, he came to, at that time, so-called sin cities, Sodom and Gomorrah. And at the end, we know the result, that the family tragedy happened, that he lost his wife and committed sin. Why? It's because he did not have a relationship with God. But contrary to Lot, Abraham, we have to learn from Abraham, wherever he moves, to a good place, a bad place, you'll find at least four references telling you similar wording. Where he pitches his tents, there he built an altar to the Lord. He maintained a close relationship with God. He's the fish in the water, always close to God, hearing God's heartbeat, knowing there are dangers and temptation around. He knows because God is his friend, intimate friend. So we should learn from Abraham. If we have a close relationship with God, then we'll be able to stand firm and resist temptation. Prevention number one is abiding in Jesus Christ. We just sang this song. "You're a strength when I'm weak. You're a treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Every goodness and mercy, all the good things compress into one name, Jesus." If we have Him, we have everything. Why look around and see that, oh, so beautiful, this world, oh, so enjoyable, all the entertainments and attractions. Yes, the world is telling us to go near them and enjoy the world. But if we maintain a good relationship with God, have an intimate relationship with Jesus, we have all in all. Everything is included in the name of Jesus Christ. God is everything. We also have the same symptom that we worship the gifts, not the giver. Our daily walk with Jesus Christ, so important. Daily devotion. Well, you said, I've been a Christian all these years. I know the Bible and, you know, I can lead Bible study and this and that. I'm familiar with Bible verses. Do you maintain a close walk with Jesus Christ? I use an example. Excuse me, because I know there are dentists in the congregation. If you do not brush your teeth, you don't feel anything. If you brush, you don't feel that you're improving or you are better or see the good results. So some people say, well, I can skip one or twice. Just like your daily devotion. When you skip one or twice and then you skip a week or two, and then your Bible is collecting dust because you don't have to bring your Bible anymore to the church. If you don't brush your teeth once or twice, that's okay. But after that, things will happen. You don't have friends because everybody will be talking to you like this. Your dentist will be happy to see you, singing "Crown Him with Many Crowns." You see the difference? Yeah, it's no big deal. Skip a day or two. But just like Lot, drifting away one step at a time, and he became a city of Sodom's official. He was one of the officials in the city. And then when God destroyed this sin city, he was greatly affected. Number two, focusing. Where do we put our eyesight? Are we putting our eyesight on our surroundings and or this world? My sermon title comes from verse 14. I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. God has set a goal. Are we focusing on where God wants us to go, or we just choose our own goals, or we don't even have a goal? Jesus once said, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. In old times, they didn't have tractors and all the machines to help farming. So they have to use animals, and the farmer standing behind the cows have to focus on the goal to keep a straight line. Otherwise, his field would be crooked, would be ineffective. So focus. Focus is our second thing to remember to fight this backsliding. We'll drift away bit by bit if we don't have the focus. We don't have a goal. A goal has already set by God. So fine-tune your focus. We'll sing this song later. God is our vision. God is our goal. Where God is, we follow. Yes, the world is very attractive, and lots of things are, you always find reason to pursue this and that, but God is ahead of you. Follow Him and focus on Him. You won't be wrong. Third point is trusting. Trusting God. Yeah, I trust God. I believe in Him. He is God and He is my Savior. Okay? Very familiar verses. You may be able to memorize this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit or acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. These are very popular Bible verses, but what does it mean? It means you have to trust God and really leave your life in His hand. I always use this illustration to demonstrate the meaning of this verse. Are you willing to let God take the driver's seat? Are you willing to say, here's my key. You know, you drive. I trust you. That's trust. Because you are leaving your life totally into the hand of God and allow Him to drive you wherever He wants. Are you going to trust Him that way? Or just, I sing that song, trusting God, and I believe that He is able to help me and save me. I trust Him. But are you willing to give the key of your life to God and ask God, take the driver's seat? It doesn't mean that you will lose your freedom, because He is the most qualified person to drive your life. He knows your past, He knows your present, and He also knows your future. So isn't He the most qualified person to drive your life forward? Press on when God is in your driver's seat. We have to trust our Lord. When we say trust God, we also submit to Him. The Bible said, verse 6, in all your ways, submit to Him. Submission means, I obey you. You call the shot, I'll do it. You tell me where, I'll follow you and go that direction. Are you willing to do that? When you don't, you are, my theology is telling me you are worshiping idol. Now, how do you relate worshiping idol and submission to God? He is God, so I listen to Him. If I don't listen to Him, that means I listen to myself. Am I right? He asked me to, hey, Paul, I want you to be a pastor. I say, no. I listen to my own command. I'm not really worshiping a statue kind of idol. I'm worshiping myself. I am God. I'm telling God, yes, you are God, but I'm God too. Sometimes I don't have to listen to you. I listen to myself. I'm making myself equal position, co-equal to God. I'm making myself an image. So have a word with yourself. You may be your own idol. If you don't listen to God, don't obey Him, you are listening to yourself, obeying your own command. You are. making yourself an idol. Well, 1 Kings 11:9, King Solomon is also a typical example, negative example. The Lord became angry with Solomon because his heart had turned away, backsliding from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice. How many times God appeared to you? Not physically, but to Solomon, God appeared to him at least twice, physically. His faith should be very strong. Some people will say, well, let me see God, I'll believe in him. Now, Solomon saw God twice, experienced God twice, and he dripped away. So King Solomon, he's a very wealthy and wise king, and he became a foolish king. He did not finish well. He started off very good, excellent, but backsliding is something he did not plan, did not intend to do, but end up he drifted away when he grew older. When we see the Solomon drift away, remember, there are consequences. You don't tell yourself that, well, maybe I'm backsliding a little bit, but you are affecting others, affecting Fraserlands. Why? This foolish king end up divided the kingdom of Israel. It was a very strong, powerful kingdom that God allowed David to set up and then Solomon to carry on. But after him, it was called divided kingdom, the north and the south. They became two very weak kingdoms, and they also dripped away nationally. The whole country dripped away and worshiped idols. So we don't want to do that. Have a word with yourself. Are you pressing on, going to the right direction? Are you backing up, sliding down? You will affect a lot of people. So today, you only have three words to bring home. Abiding, focusing, and trusting. If you discover that you have already drifted away, you are distant from where Jesus is, don't worry, God is a very merciful God, always give you a second chance. So maybe we'll read a few verses together. 1, 2, go. I will heal their waywardness and love them freely, for my age has turned away from me. If you turn around, you go back to God, God will forgive you and restore you. Together? Ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. It's such a very short distance to go back to God. You don't have to go around and make a big turn. Repent. Make a U-turn. And then God will meet you midpoint, embrace you, and give you a second chance. God says, return, faithless people. I will cure you of backsliding. And the people respond, yes, we will come to you, for you are the Lord our God. He is our all in all. Let's pray. Father God, we pray that we will continue to enjoy spiritual health, that we will go forward, upward, and come near to you. Let us focus on you. You are our vision. You are our all in all. Why bother looking around and go other ways? Let us respond to your call. Return, come back, and come back to your side. May you restore us. Welcome us back into the family. Bless us, use us, and give us strength to resist temptation, to prevent failing you in the future. God, we need you. This is a thing that we cannot do it ourselves. We cannot rely on our flesh and blood. We need you, powerful God. Let us focus on you. Let us take you as our vision and go toward you. Press on. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.